ALEC Policy Discussion Part 2, Tuesday, 16th of October at 2 o'clock local Toronto time. I'm just going to remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for the transcript purposes, but we have simultaneous interpretation in Spanish and in French, and the interpreters do not know you, and we'd like it to be as accurate as possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gisela. And apologies for this slight delay, which was due to our needing of food, basically. But today we have quite a lineup joining us with a number of chairs, former chairs, advisors to the chairs, and advisors to the advisors to the chair. Starting with Vanda Scalzini, Iiro Lansipuro, or Iiro Lansipuro, I always get the... Cheryl Langdonor, Adam Peake, and Ron Endra.
And,
welcome.
And Glenn.
And Glenn, who is a NOMCOM member,
yes.
and advisor to the advisor to the advisor to the advisor as well.
Yeah.
So great stuff. So I hand the floor over to you, Vanda.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the good welcome for us. Yes, it's a very good group here. And I'd like most what why we are here. Everybody knows we would like to share with you two things. One, the requirements you have made this year for us and what we got. And ask you also if you have other recommendations, change something, make any withdrawal or something like that. Any recommendation will be, of course, open to receive any other comments. But just to get our... metrics, we if you want to have all the information, statistics, etc., there is inside the NOMCOM website. It's noncom.icon.org, and there will be all the statistics about regions, about anything that you want to know about the candidates. One thing that's interesting to see is that in the matching metrics that we did, matching the recommendations that you have done with the people that we got. So we could not put it over there, but I just get 2 points that was not just excellent. So the two, one is... And why, which way we, well, I want to.
I'll ask those questions.
Yeah, okay. So what we use to make these qualifications and point out the points that you recommend and that we match or not. We have an internal analysis for any candidate, and also for many of them, especially for the board members, we had also a personal profile analysis for independent organization, outside independent organization. So this time we had the luck to have the two candidates, also candidates for ALAC or candidates for a board. So we could have this deeply analyzed from outside. So give us two points. Most of them are excellent. And 1 point that was just qualified was about the gender, because we could not find better woman to super to go over those to go over those two guys. And so if Even there, another point that I would like to raise here was the few candidates from Europe to ALAC.
From where?
From Europe. From to ALAC. It was really a small number. Thanks to God, it was very qualified, this small number. But anyway, it's something to pay attention, because it's too a small number, like a 5 or something like that. You can see the numbers inside my report. So it's very important. Another point that I would like to raise, because it's quite important for this next non-com, is this time we have just few Africans for any position. So it's really, really disappointed. Of course, there was no position in ALAC for African or Latin America or Asia. But anyway, for all the other positions, we got only few Africans to do. So let's pay attention, please, and make some good outreach in those regions. They have a very good qualified people, so why not to have those applying? So please convince them to apply. So that's it. I'll be here for any question, but I would like to introduce the new members and give the floor to Iro, the new chair.
Thank you very much. Well, I don't think that we have to present our new team with lengthy introductions. I haven't so much to say yet, because we start our work on Friday. But I would, at this stage, I would like to ask for your help, because all of you know, I'm sure, people whom you think that would make great ICANN directors, or members of the councils, or this committee. So please tell them to apply. Send in their SOIs, and our new website will be, that is to say, the updated NOMCOM website will be up pretty soon, and instructions on how to apply will be there. We are dependent on the candidate pool, so that's why we really need good candidates. I'm sorry to say that three members of the NOMCOM did not get here because they didn't get visas. And I'm even more sorry to say that all of them were ALAC appointees. That is to say, ALAC appointees from the European, from the Asian and the African region. And I think that this is something we should do something about, because if we want to be global, if we want to be inclusive and include all regions and countries of the world, then, you know, just decisions by some authorities can effectively nullify our efforts. So when we start our work on Friday, we'll look at the recommendations coming from the 2012 committee and how to incorporate them into our rules or procedures. We value all input we're getting, and I would like to say that even if we are hit on the head with a bottle, we still look inside the bottle for a message, which probably is there. So that's what we try to do. But we certainly on Friday we want to start from a clean table. We're not going to fight old battles again. We concentrate on the task on hand. And last but not least, the timetable this year will be quite a challenging one, because all these meetings, ICANN meetings, are later than usual. And that's another challenge for us to deal with. So, thank you.
Thank you very much, Ihiro. Any questions? Garth Bruin.
Thank you. Garth Bruin, Chair of NARALA, for the record. That's troubling that the members could not get visas, or they had visa problems. That is a serious issue. In terms of what I think Yero just referenced, most of us don't know what's going on inside of the non-com space. They are closed sessions. And I obviously you don't want to fight previous battles, and I'm sorry for the bluntness of the question, but there is a controversy swirling around the non-com that most of us are just sort of hearing about or reading about. And I think we're all very concerned about the integrity of the process and want to make sure that this controversy is properly addressed. And I didn't know if you had anything that could help us, you know, push it behind us.
Okay, thank you. It's first of all, it was really something that shocked all of us. But we believe that this is impact the whole organization. And because of that, I addressed the issue to the board. And we expected to have a meeting with the board, the BGC, the governance committee inside the board that is related to these issues, probably tomorrow, and to decide what could be the best address for that. This is for the blog, okay? But considering about the sense of a closeness, is if you could see during the whole year, this 2012 committee just put timely all the movements that we have done during the year. The timeline was updated. What was not there and will never be there is the name of the candidates. So, but where we were and what we are doing, next steps, and what the candidates could expect, information about how to proceed, and now all the recommendations about issues that you raise that we inside the committee are proposing for better procedures in the future, and it's all posted there, and certainly non-com would like any comments that you have about that could improve all those transparency and accountability with the community. So this is a process for non-com. This was the first year that we start to open up. We start with Adam in 2011 to make all the requirements, ATRT, just ask us to do. And we finalized this year and they start to publish. Since the first moment in December last year, we start to publish everything that we could. Certainly, there is a lot of room to improve. And I'm sure 2013 will do much more than we have done from Adam to now. And certainly will continue 14 and so on. Because it's always room for improvement. But mostly is there is nothing that we recognize as a group, internal as a group, that was something that could be named as corruption or junior behavior or something like that. It is not just not true. We are here in this committee, most of the persons in this committee this year and the next year certainly. Yeah, certainly. We need to go, but he needs the answer. it is like that. We need to, but just respond those kind of things publicly. It just feed more gossip and so on. So it's not for us to do that. If the organization wants to say something, it's for the organization to say. Thank you for the question.
Thank you very much, Fanda. And just before you go, I believe most of this, well, in fact, this community knows all of you, apart perhaps from Ron, and I wondered whether you could just introduce yourself and however fast you can do it.
Very, very rapidly. As a Canadian, I'll make the translators work very hard. First of all, Ron Andruff, a member of the business constituency for about 13 years now. Been with ICANN since about 98. Very active in the community, serving on the Standing Committee for Improvements right now, as well as the Credentials Committee for the BC. Happy to be a member of the NONCOM, and thank you all for any input that you have. My ears are wide open, and we hope to make great selections to lead ICANN forward for the next decade. More women for sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ron. And thanks to the whole NONCOM. Their work is very hard trying to find applicants out there who don't know about ICANN, who are not going to be paid for what they're going to do, and who have to be gender and geographically balanced. So, and not recognized either. So thank you. And of course, the outreach work to try and find candidates is not one that only the NOMCOM has to do, but that our whole community has to do in trying to find friends, colleagues, people that we know that would be a good addition to the various positions that the NOMCOM searches candidates for. So we're now moving to the next part of our meeting. Agenda item number 2, the At-Large Policy Development ALAC Working Group Relations. And this morning, we already touched on this, actually. We heard from several of the working groups, not all of them, but several of them, and found out that some of the work that they were performing was linked to the work of other working groups. And I gathered that rather than the working groups working in silos, there might be a way for the working groups to work together. The purpose of this session here, which actually might go a lot faster than the time provided here, which is 45 minutes, is to generate a discussion as to how those working groups should interact, whether the chairs should be in touch with each other or any other means. But I hand the floor over to someone who is about to explain to us this whole thing. Rinaldi Abdul-Rahim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that it's a no-brainer that we need to delegate this function to the chairs of the individual working group when the issues are intersecting, such as IDNs on the who is field or in the internationalized registration data or in other fields. The chairs must be in touch with each other, and I think that we need to let them know that that's their responsibility. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Rinalia. Well, that sounds like we've closed the subject. Thank you. It's we can go for a break. No, I'm kidding here. With regards to the actual resources provided to each one of the working groups, as we know, there are wiki pages which are set up for each one of the working groups. There are no calls, joint wiki page or tools which could help in this cross-working group interaction. How would you go over this? Are there any tools or any set processes? Because at the moment, what you're relying on specifically is just the interpersonal relationship of the chairs of the working groups. But as we continue scaling up, I think it might be harder and harder with more and more working groups, more people getting involved, to have all the chairs constantly talking to each other, especially if there's no specific working group chairs call or working group chairs mailing list, perhaps, or working group chairs Skype, Twitter, etc. Alan.
I think you're jumping the gun. This subject was brought up because they don't talk to each other at all right now. Let's hope for such a problem that we have too much interaction and too much volume.
Uh,
being suggested some very democratic ways of doing things. The word forcing the chairs to speak to each other. Proactively asking the chairs kindly to work with each other. Rinalia?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Rinalia Abdurrahim for the transcript record. I believe you just proposed a solution, which I think is workable, which is to have a mailing list comprising of all the chairs of the working groups. And because you personally are subscribed to all the working groups and you have a good overview of what issues are hot and requiring collaboration, I suggest that you use this special working group to trigger collaboration among the working groups. Thank you.
Thank you, Rinalia. Carlton?
I have an easier proposition. Just subscribe to all the working group mailing lists. Don't need a new mailing list.
No. Thank you, Carlton. I see Garth Bruin and then Fatimata. So, Garth.
Garth Bruin, Norella Chair. Just in response to Carlton, this is something that came up at our meeting this morning, is that is there a list of all the working groups out there? Does staff have such a thing? Okay, they do. All right. Maybe if we knew where that was, people could pick and choose. I haven't seen it.
Thank you, Garth. And I think maybe we can take an action item on this, because we do often have such a list being distributed. There is a wiki page with all the working groups. There is, and that's a good point, actually, or maybe periodically sending the pointer to this page. So there's a page that has all of that. There is a page that also has all correspondence. There's a page that has all policy development. And I think these are particularly important. If you manage to read through these pages, you can keep pretty good track of what the ALAC is doing. Very, very good point. Maybe a reminder of this. Fatimata.
Je vais parler en français.
I'm going to speak in French. Yes, I'm going to speak in French. My name is Fatimata, speaking. And I would like to say that the idea of asking everyone to subscribe to all the working groups, I don't know if it's something that this is something that can really happen, that we can really do and do a good job with it. I would like to maybe propose something that would be to look at one working group, and in certain working groups you only have two or three people, so that's going to be difficult. But if one working group, I am a member of a working group and I am interested by what happens in another working group, I can represent my group and report to my group. And maybe I'm going to wear two hats, maybe three hats, but I'm able to report on another working group. I think if each of us subscribe to all working groups, that doesn't work. We're all going to be over-communicating. That's what I think.
Fatimata, next is, was it Dev who put his hand? I saw so many hands up simultaneously. Yes, Dev.
Yeah, thank you, Devananti Laksing speaking. With regards to the things like the wikis and so forth of all the various working groups, I mean, in terms of trying to get everybody to track a particular topic or whatever, what could be done is a taxonomy. And by that I mean the wiki supports the tagging of the pages. So if there's an issue that does come up, let's say the Register on Rights comes up a related who is issue. Once that is tagged, and persons are subscribed to all instances related to that wording of be it who is, RAA, IDNs, whatever, then they could be notified and then, be involved. I I'm not sure if this is really a huge problem at this point, but I understand the concept of, you know, scaling up. When it scales, it's how can we do it? An additional mailing list? Well, it's kind of... Yeah, I guess so. I mean, what would be the purpose of such a mailing list? That what the chair sends reports on the mailing list? I'm not sure.
Thank you, Dev. Next is Sandra.
Thank you, Sandra Hofrichter speaking. I agree with what Fatima and Dev has said. Subscribing to all the mailing list makes no sense. I can't manage to follow and get extracted what's really the issue on another working group. I'm sorry, this would not work. An additional mailing list might be an option for sort of announcements which goes directly to chairs of working group, which comes from staff or Olivier or something like that. For the communication, I would rather propose sort of a WhatsApp call, maybe with a fixed agenda to say each share of the working group gives a short update, and we have the possibility for question and answers if there are some. And this could be on some points a very quick call, on other points it could be a more extended call. Not sure if this should be on a regular basis or on demand, but this is something what I think could work. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sandra. Next is Alan.
Thank you. There's an old expression in English, I'm sure in other languages too, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You can subscribe everyone to 1,000 mailing lists, you can't make them read them and think about them. So the concept of subscribing everyone to every mailing list is, I think, dead in the water, for another water analogy. I recommend the KISS principle. Keep it simple. There's another S there. You can fill in whatever your favorite S word is. I would suggest a mailing list of working group chairs. If nothing else, it'll make it easier for someone to remind them to submit their monthly reports. If it doesn't get used, you'll find out soon enough. It hasn't cost you a lot. Mailman doesn't charge a lot for adding a list. And it's a repository of at least you know who the mailing list, who the chairs are. And a modification of Fatimata's suggestion. We talked yesterday in the Rules of Procedure meeting about enforced slavery, and I think saying everyone in the meeting list has to subscribe to three other lists and read them diligently is gone. I'm exaggerating. There's an awful lot of overlap in these groups, including some people like the chair who subscribe to a lot of them and actually at times pay full attention to them. Just make it everyone's obligation that if something comes up in one meeting, in one working group, that is of interest to the other, somebody should point it out. Try it informal, try it simple to start with, and see if the problem is addressed before trying to invent huge, complex processes which will take a lot of staff time to maintain and probably won't help a lot because they're too complex.
Thank you, Alan. Next is Carlton.
Thank you, Chair Carlton, for the record. Let me tell you what my problem is. I do not wish to have my life further aggravated. Every month I get a mailman list that says, you are subscribed to these lists. And there are 10 of them. 10. Now, am I always posting to all of those lists? Hell no. But I do get the messages, and I have, if my interest is there, I will read the message and I will respond to the message if it interests me. I really have a problem with being put to subscribe to another mailing list. I really have a problem with that. I have enough. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carlton. I see a lot more hands now coming up, so I don't know who was first. Let's do ladies first. So Fatimata, then Tijani, and then Dev.
Yes, Fatimata again, and in French.
And I'm going to speak French. I would like to propose something else. Already said that one member from a working group who's interested in the work of another working group can do reports, can report on his own or her own working group. And if you have several members in one working group, we don't have to cover them all. We can cover quite a lot that way. Another proposal I was just thinking about, I was thinking about the presidents of those working groups. I think we should have a meeting, regularly a meeting between those working group presidents, just to have a briefing of what happened in their working groups, where they are going, what they are talking about. And at this time, each president of a working group would be aware and knowledgeable about what goes on, and then they would report to their working group. This is a good synergy. We have to make some efforts to communicate more and better, and it's going to bring results. I think it's worth it.
Quelle fréquence est-ce que
to what frequency do you think we should have some calls or some meetings? Once a month, maybe, or once every 2 weeks? It depends. It depends on the work of the committee. For instance, if we have some results that are expected in a short period of time, let's say that Carlton's group must deliver some results regarding who is, because there is a new development, a new policy development, a new PDP, which is going to be public. Well, Carlton can give the results and share them on the list. Maybe once a month would be a good frequency. That's reasonable. The working group presidents could meet to do just like we did together, very quickly say, that's what we did, that's what's new, that's what's important, notable, new orientations, we're going towards that direction, and they could share the information that way between working group presidents and then report back. And that will be taken into account in their decision-making process.
I will continue in French.
I'm going to continue French. I might not be in agreement with my president, but the briefing she was talking about might not be necessary because it's going to be time-consuming. And this is Tijani here. And some working groups here... it's in the case where they do work on the same type of topics. We have to make sure that we don't have results and decisions that are in contradiction. I don't think we need those briefings because we hardly have any time for our families. And if we decide today that everybody subscribes to all the working lists, I'm not going to do it, period. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. We have Devananta Laksing next.
Thank you, Devananta Laksing speaking. I think perhaps my simpler approach is what we should strive for. For the monthly ELAC meetings, I believe the chairs of all the working groups are required to submit reports on the wiki. It's not absolutely considered every single month, though, depending because of the course the ELAC call. However, what could be done is something similar to what the ICANN newsletter does, and that could go out on the ALAC announce list so that all ALSs are aware of what's happening each month on all the working groups. And that would be the summary of what's happening
essentially taking the reports, the links to the reports as posted on the wiki. So all the chairs file a monthly report as per the ALAC for the ALAC monthly call. That gets circulated on ALAC announced to all the mailing lists. And also, as a also the VLOs could then also use that information to, if they, you know, if they want more information or something like that, have them on the call or something. That's it.
Thank you, Dev. Next, we have Eduardo.
I suggest that all the chairs of the working group participate in the monthly ALAC meeting and report there as part of the agenda, period. You know, on what they're doing on the working group. Just make sure that you're in the conference call.
Thank you, Eduardo. And one of the problems is we have a lot of working groups, and the ALAC calls already have the policy development and the monthly reports from the different RALOs and the monthly report from our liaisons. And how many hours do you wish to make the ALAC call?
One.
You'll have to speak very, very quickly for that. There is a queue in operation. It's Alan, Sergio, and then Fatimata.
Thank you.
Oh, and Tijani wishes to jump the queue and respond specifically.
Yeah, specifically. Even if we don't present the reports during the ALAC meetings, the reports are on the wiki pages. So it is the person who wants to know what happened can go and read. So it is a problem of willing. It's not a problem of information. The information is there.
Thank you, Tijani. So next is, I'm starting to see.
Alan. Thank you, Alan Greenberg. Dave and Tijani said pretty much everything I was going to say. The reports are supposed to be there. If not, they should be. If there is really a feeling that they need to be read out and other people listened, schedule the 5 minutes, the 10 minutes, the hour, the 6 hours before the ALAC meeting for the chairs to get together and do that. And any other ALAC members who want to listen, because it's rather important for the ALAC members to know what's going on in their own committees and working groups. So we have some mechanisms. Let's use them to the extent possible. And let's not try to invent too much to solve this problem until we find out if the simple things work.
Thank you, Alan. And next is Sergio Salinas, Porto.
Thank you, Sergio Salinas Porto, for the records. Thank you, Chair. I was thinking that 24 hours ago, a new and wonderful tool was released, that is My Icon. And you can subscribe to anything you want. And we could do something to link My Icon to this thing we are discussing, and we would have a direct channel to work out this entire issue. So maybe if we think about a solution, it would be quicker and more accessible than the one we are discussing now. Thank you.
Joe, and actually at the end of this session, we will have a demonstration of the new communication platform, which will include, I believe, My ICANN. So that certainly is something to keep in mind. Fatimata.
Yes, this is Fatimata again. The reason why I'm suggesting a meeting, and I agree with Eduardo's suggestion, I'm no longer an ALAC member, is that here we're talking about working together. And if you want to work together, at some point, the working groups will have to meet and talk. That's why I'm suggesting a meeting of the working group chairs. I mean, if it's just about informing each other about what you're doing, I mean, that's fine. I think if it's about that only, you can keep the system as it is. That's my point. Thank you.
Thank you, Fatimata. Next, I know that Alan, you put your hand up.
I was indicating strong support for what she said.
Okay, thank you. Any other thoughts? I've heard a lot of
different thoughts, yes, no, monthly call, mailing list, perhaps, perhaps not. I think that the concept of having everyone on all the mailing lists, or at least the working group chairs on all of the mailing lists, sounds as though there will be a lot of emails coming through. That might be a little bit much. I'm also mindful of Carlton not wishing to receive one more reminder, but then I have been told by those powers that be that apparently you can turn these off. And I wonder, perhaps we could actually have this as a standard. I'm not quite sure we need to be reminded. It's just being
it's not a user option, it's a mailing list option.
Oh, so... I know I'm speaking to myself at the moment. It's I'm having a voice telling me in my ear and trying to reply to it. And after so many hours, you start thinking, is it reality or is it in my head? The question, the gist of what Galton was saying is that he just doesn't want to be on yet another mailing list. That's a fair point as well. Dev?
Thank you, Devanand Tilak-Singh speaking. Regarding use of RSS feeds and so on, yes, that could be done, and Confluence does have that wiki. I mean, I've discovered how to use it with the social media strategy, and just as how the blog from one of the new spaces can be used to update the Twitter and Facebook page. In a similar way, the monthly reports could be filed, and that it becomes like a blog post. So again, I'll still say. It will still be the same action. You know, the working group chairs file their monthly reports. The ELAC can, and I would say ideally before, well, there should be like a few days before the ELAC monthly call so that anything can be raised during the to be discussed during the ELAC call. And again, it could also be posted to the ELAC announce list, actually, because I think a lot of times the rest of the at-large is not aware. And I think it really should go out on the ELAC announce list. And even if the chairs aren't producing monthly reports, maybe that should go out too, so that there could be a query to say, hey, what is going on?
Thank you, Dev. Renalia?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would operate on the basis of when there is a need, the mechanism will appear. And when do you establish that there is a need? The need for cross-communication between working groups would appear when someone flags to the respective chairs that there is a cross-cutting issue requiring some discussion. And the first level discussion needs to occur at the working group chairs level. And I'm not saying all the working group chairs need to be involved, just the two or three working group chairs that are implicated by the nature of the substance. And it could come from you, it could come from staff, but I think it's either one of you could trigger this process, and then it's up to the respective chairs to determine in terms of whether or not they want to escalate it to their respective working groups, whether they want to establish one wiki page for all of their working group members to contribute, etc. So I don't think that you should specify the implementation mechanism. I think that you should agree that there needs to be a mechanism where you trigger the process that something needs attention. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Renalia. That is a fair point to do when you have only a small number of working groups. But when you start scaling up, I'm not quite sure how the chair will be able to be knowledgeable enough in all of the discussions that are taking place to find the actual parallel between those things. I had no idea that WHOIS and IDNs might have a common issue when one has to use IDN'd WHOIS. And it didn't even come in my mind, but as we found this morning, there was such an issue.
Rinali Abdurrahim, for the transcript record, it was I who discovered that link, and I notified my working group chair and put it on the agenda. And the discussion happened this morning. So perhaps you may not have discovered it, but someone would notify you that there's something that requiring cross-working group discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Renalia. I'm always worried about the use of someone as a thing. Imagine if I said someone. Would someone speak, please?
Yes, someone, please take the mic.
Speak. The concern about the...
Sorry, please say your name. They are going to... This is Gisela. They are going to have a nervous breakdown otherwise. And if you could please speak in the microphone, Carlton. Please. Thank you.
Please. I love to do what I'm told by Gisela. So this is Carlton for the record. And I hope I'm speaking clearly. There's two things. The issue of who is has always been a part of the firmament for registration anywhere. The question of how internationalized registration, domain name registrations, would have impacted who is true did not come to the fore until the registration data model was proposed, because the data model actually went down to, well, Alan will tell you that it's been around for a couple of years, but in this go round, that data model, because if you look at the elements that were placed as part of that model, it became very obvious that we had to do something extra for it. And so this is the sense in which there were connections between it, because the model is supposed to be universal. It is supposed to be the same, whether it's internationalized domain names or the regular ASCII domain names. The registrant rights group, we've always had the intimation that WHOIS data was a part of that scenario. If you look at the charter, the aspirational charter that was devised back in Costa Rica, I think it was, it was definitely a part of it. What was good about it is that we had cross-membership between the working groups. I am on that working group, Registrant Rights. I am also on the WHOIS working groups. I am not on the internationalized domain, IDNs, because I always defer to people who know better than me there. So, but there are people who are in IDN who are also a part of the WHOIS working group. So that was the way we thought we had it covered. Once the information came up out of the working group demonstrations, then we would probably popularize it through the various working groups and the other connections that we had. We were never of the view that you have to have a special vehicle to do this. No. There is, I will grant you, that there the fact that we have not had a kind of rolling insistence that these are issues that we should all be aware of. That may be it may be failure on the part of the members of the working groups to insist that all of this is aired many times, but it has been recognized. All I'm saying is this: the way we are structured now, there is sufficient. There are sufficient threads that connect all of us to make what we know popularize across the entire at-large sphere. And we can do it without having another group. That's my only problem.
Thank you, Carlton. I think you meant without having another mailing list.
This is Carlton. Thank you, Chair. Yes, that's what I mean.
Okay, thank you. Fatimata.
Thank you, Fatimata, again. Just a question. That does mean that there is no more need for improvement. And I thought it was something knew we wanted to push working together, have the working group work together. And if there is no need for improvement in, you know, thinking about a new mechanism to make it work. So I think the meeting should be, I mean, if you all agree on that, I don't know if it's worth even discussing it then.
Carlton.
Thank you, Carlton, for the record. In response to Fatimata, I accept that the what has happened does not work very well, but the framework exists, and we don't need a new framework. What we need to do is to ensure that we have a better working of what exists today. That's my point.
Thank you, Carlton. Any other responses or thoughts on the issue? And there is, of course, another way, an additional way, which could be used, which is using the wiki. If the liaison reports were, not the liaison reports, the working group reports, working group chair reports, were posted on a wiki page on which all chairs of working groups would be watching, then they would be notified. So that would be a thing where whenever somebody posts their little report, all the working groups would know about it. The only upside to that is if somebody makes a typo and whatever and saves their report 4, 5, 6 times, then all of the working group chairs would receive all of the little changes that are there. So at the moment we have a page which points to all of the working groups, but it doesn't actually point to the reports. So if you update... Yeah, if you click on those, but when you update that page, whoever is registered on that is...
Me first.
Holly first, and then Alan, and then Dev.
I'm going to say something before Alan does. Alan has the experience I do of every so often hunting down on the wiki pages and then giving up and having a glass of wine. I would like to work with Matt so that it's really easy to find stuff, because sometimes I have enormous difficulty finding stuff. So if we could sort of construct a page, start with our ALAC page, then understand what goes where, then I would be really happy, because sometimes, I mean, I had great trouble. Matt found it in a jiffy. I couldn't find out where my contributions had gone to, so I had to abandon ship. Maybe we could spend 5 minutes saying what is where. Oh, no, Alan doesn't like that. Alan's got another contribution.
Thank you, Holly. As I said, there are several pages which I think we should all be aware of. But yes, starting from the front page going down, the problem with the Confluence is that there is no single front page. So, well, there is, but you have to be lucky enough to fall on that one. To start with. So sometimes you fall on it, sometimes you fall on the GNSO, sometimes you fall on the CCNSO Confluence. So let's have a little demonstration then.
Could we adhere to the speaking order?
But we'll have Alan.
Thank you, Chair. Alan Greenberg, for the transcript record. The problem Holly is describing is real, and a demonstration doesn't fix it right now. I was trying to find a page I had written this morning, and I found several pages that were entitled slight variations of ALAC and at-large policy development page. There are still... I don't really care that I'm just commenting on what Holly said. The reason I put my hand up was to the original suggestion. I follow many, many, many pages. I get an unending list of community subjects in my list. I don't go follow all of them. Occasionally, I will go back when something's relevant that said, where it becomes obvious someone posted something on Tuesday, I may go look for it. If it really catches my attention, which it rarely does because the really salient part is so far over on the subject line, I don't see it because it's scrolled off my page. If you want to catch people's attention, putting it on a wiki page and making them go and look at it when they get notified may work for some people. It's not going to work for me, I can tell you. And just a note. So wikis are not going to hack it. As Cheryl has said in one of the rules of proceeding things, if you have something really important to catch someone's eye, you got to push the message out to them. And a watching message from a wiki when you get thousands of others per week doesn't do it.
Thank you, Alan. So much for my idea. Right. Well, that shot it down in flames. But anyway.
Alan Greenberg, again, for the record. You may be much more organized than I am and have a much better mail program and web browser than I do. I'm giving you my reality.
Thank you, Alan. And, of course, we all have our own realities, and I perfectly understand. We were about to get a quick demonstration, which was going to take 1 minute, from Gisela into finding the important pages. Gisela, you've just clicked on the right button, and I would ask everyone to look at the screen. Here we go. It's there.
This is Heidi. Just 30 seconds. So this is actually, if you go back to the dashboard, can you go back to... So basically, when you log in, you're going to come what's called a dashboard. It's on the left-hand side. This is not what you're looking at right now. You'll see it's all oriented, okay, into groups. So you click on there's the dashboard. Well, you'll see the ALAC page.
That's a terrible dashboard, but that is
there,
the dashboard
right
actually.
There. So you click on that. That comes to the main at-large ALAC wiki page. The purple box up in the upper left, that's the gateway page. That goes to key workspaces. So, for example, if you the policy development wiki is right there in that gateway. If you scroll down, Gisela, please, you'll see that in that gray box. Gisela, yeah. Oh. No. Go back to the ALAC main page. Go back to the main page. So you scroll into the gray box, please. There. Okay, there you'll see things like the regional working groups right there. You'll see the work there, right there. You click on that. That's all the working groups standing ad hoc. They're all right there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gisela, for the record, if I may, I think one of the easiest things, I mean, Matt is a whiz kid, different. Very different. I have to save, what do you save them as? Bookmark my pages. I work. Do you want to know how many book? Yes, same here. That's the only way I can work. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So next, Oksana.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question, Oksana, for the record. Where is versions in different languages? Could you please show on this dashboard?
Oksana, if I could ask, are you asking about the use of the translate tool? Because there is a translate tool.
So,
version.
Okay. Oksana, we have installed this is Heidi, for the record. We have installed the translate tool. If you go, Gisela, it's right below the main title of the page. You'll see it says translate. Right there. Okay, all those languages, you click on that. Okay, this is the Confluence Wiki, Oksana. You may be talking about the website. Okay. So, again, that translation tool is a fantastic tool. You can translate into lots of different languages. Our websites, I will admit, it is rather static. It does have five languages, the six UN languages. It is rather static. I admit that. We are working on that.
Thank you, Heidi. And you can also use the translate tool to teach yourself a new language by reading the pages in Russian and other languages. Okay, so that still doesn't... Yeah, I think we're kind of moving off the track at the moment, and before we close this this particular session, just looking back at how we can work smarter and be able to get the working groups to know what they're doing, I wonder whether we should find out... Perhaps I could ask for the technical working group that deals with... this sort of work to try and find a solution. I'm not sure if this is a tool that needs to be thought of, or it's a method to be thought of, or it's just good housekeeping practice from the working group chairs to speak to each other regularly. If they don't have a specific mailing list for themselves to talk to each other, then it would really have to be for the chairs themselves. The problem is if you have an absolutely dreadful chair, there is no way that no one else will find out what happens in that working group. So the practice to have monthly reports put onto a wiki page is a good practice. The practice of subscribing everyone to the changes seems to be not such a good practice for some people. And I gather it probably is the case for many others. And we still do have to find a solution. Dev?
Thank you, Devanant Lutsing speaking. Actually, the thing is, though, I should point out that the technology task force did identify several aspects of the wiki that was confusing. Several at-large members in the task force complained, especially when it was simply hard to find information. And right now, the technology task force, as chair, requested that, okay, we should try to document any proposed solutions first before we try implementing anything in an ad hoc fashion. So that's one thing. Secondly, the at-large working groups, that page, the thing is, though, it can be improved in the sense that what is prepared on the ALAC template is not reflecting the current list of all those working groups there. So there's ways to include, how should I put it? You edit it in one location, it's replicated in all other places. So there's not duplicated content that you have to go updating 20 places at once. You update it one place, and you just say include working groups in another page, and it will be there. So that's one way of, I'll be more than willing to help work with that to do it. So,
thank you, Dev. Holly.
I think what we might do is have a kind of little instruction page at some point that says, if you're chair of the working group, this is what you do, this is where it goes, so that everybody, it's almost like I want to have everybody around the table, everybody go through the computer, everybody know where they're supposed to go, so that you don't go wind up looking for things in the wrong place. Because I just have noticed stuff that's on my wiki page I've done nothing about.
Thank you very much, Holly, and thank you for smacking your hand. Very good. Good start. I think that this actually could be taken as an action item, a starting kit for working group chairs to know what, I wouldn't say what the responsibilities are, but what things they should really be looking at doing so as to keep people informed in both their working group but also other working group chairs. I see Yaovi and then Dev. Yaovi?
Yaovi speaking. I want to make a suggestion if you can have maybe 1 hour webinar on the wiki. It may be useful because myself, I'm not sure I'm using 100% of the facilities, some of the facilities of the wiki. So that might be helpful. And then from that, we can also make more observation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Yaovi. So two things. Staff, having anticipated this, I don't know how they do this, has actually put the wiki training guides, a link to the wiki training guide on the Adobe. But the other thing is there is a session, is it on Thursday? 20-minute session on Thursday morning for the Neuralo capacity building, which will deal with teaching how to use the wiki. So you might be interested in attending. And it's, of course, open to everyone. Okay, well, I think we've got a couple of action items out of this one. In the meantime, I really do urge the working group chairs to liaise with each other and make sure that they don't work in silos. There certainly is some cross-linking between them. Let's move on to the next part of our agenda. Dev, I know you were queued up. Did you want to just add one more thing, or...?
No, just what Holly said was, I think, a good suggestion. Perhaps also as a part of a longer term, we have to look at probably the template for how the working groups are structured so that it becomes easier to find information and so forth. But that's a longer term thing.
Heidi?
Thank you. I'm just going on to that. Perhaps one, this is Heidi for the record, perhaps one request from staff would be that the working group chairs consider assigning a rapporteur to that group so that staff don't need to take the notes that we are currently having to do. Because you may notice that at-large staff are on basically every call, and it brings up major bandwidth issues. So as you scale up, we need to adapt to that as well. And so one of the ways that we're planning on doing that is to have at-large staff, not all of us, be on the same calls so we can get other work done. So that would be one way that would really be useful for us.
Okay. Holly, if it's really important, please go ahead.
I don't know why. I noticed there are lots of people on my working group, and I'm not sure everybody wants to hear it. You just get an email every time. So I think you have to be really careful what you sign up for, because this list will be whittled down to the people who work. The other thing, I think, is why can't I, if I'm on the chair with one of the team, for the drafting team, I just sent around an email to everybody saying this is what we did in the last call. Now, that becomes just dot points that can be put in here. It's a lot less work on you, and it's just, it's just a conclusion. This is what we came to.
Okay, thank you. And I understand that's normally done. Well, let's move on to the next part of our agenda, and that's the at-large policy development, ALAC and RALO relations. As I explained in my introduction on Sunday morning, there is going to be an emphasis on the RALOs performing more work in the integration of policy development, and especially empowering those users at the edge to be able to be more informed, but also to be able to inform us more about what's going on in their part of the world and about the issues that are important for them with regards, of course, to the ICANN processes. The question really is how to formalize this. How should the ALAC relate to the RALOs regarding that? And I see I had breakfast with all of the RALO chairs, and for those RALO chairs that couldn't make it, their vice chairs and colleagues that were designated to attend the breakfast, and we discussed the idea that the RALOs would have to be more integrated in the policy development and how to achieve this. So this session really is for all of us to discuss that, both ALAC members but also RALO leadership, and see how we could work better at integrating the RALOs' work in the ALAC and the ALAC's work into the RALOs. Very open question. The floor is open. And perhaps to send some stimulating thoughts into the discussion, I should yet again point
the microphone towards my colleague, Rinalia Abdul-Rahim.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have anything to add at this point in time.
Holly.
I think this ties in with the use of the website and how best we can use it. And I think maybe I'd like to think Sandra's around so we can actually sort of talk about resources, telling everybody what the resources are, but then putting action items on RELOS to say what are your top agenda. What are your top issues? And that becomes the start. And then probably expecting at least some of the RELOS to participate. I mean, for instance, in Asia Pacific, the IND, the internationalized domain names has become a really big issue. So think about the one or two or three issues that are really important for your RELO. Something you know that people will just participate in. That's a way to probably get an interest from the ground up, I think.
Thank you, Holly. I think I was also alluding to public comments periods, for example, which get distributed over the ALAC list but are not necessarily sent to absolutely everyone.
Feedback I've got back. I think when you're looking for comment, what would really help people who haven't been following an issue is somehow draft up like a two or three sentence, instead of just saying, hitting, here's the link, by the way, go read the thing, and usually that's got links to and links to and links to, and that's not going to do it. Two or three sentences that says, this is what the issue is about, this is why it may impact people, and you get people's interest, because otherwise if you say, let's vote on this, and there's a link. It's almost like hard work, and unless you've been involved in it, you sort of think, well, why should I bother? Which is the wrong
thing. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Holly. There's a queue at the moment. Alan, Sergio, and then Rinalia. So Alan first.
I don't think there's any magic answer to this. I think we're looking at incremental things. It always strikes me as being interesting when you hear a financial forecast for the country and the auto industry is doing well and they will add 0.015 to the GDP. And it sounds like such an insignificant number, but they all add up. And I think that's what we're looking at here. I've many times sent things out to the ALAC list saying distribute to the RELOS and the RELO list that I want, that I do watch, no one ever does it. You know, if that problem would get fixed by someone taking responsibility, it might attract a bit of interest. If a RELO person happens to meet an ALS person or an email indicates they're interested in something that is within ICANN's purview, put them in touch with someone who knows something about it. The only way we're going to do this is by a combination of a lot of little things which slowly draw people in and push the subjects out. I don't think we're going to find a magic bullet which is going to fix the problem. It's going to be very, very many incremental fixes. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. And Heidi wishes to respond to this.
Alan, just in response to your very good suggestions, can I just ask the chairs or the secretariats of the RELOS, when you receive a notice on the ALAC announce, how often do you push it to your actual RELO lists?
Wolf?
This is Wolf Ludwig speaking. Well, it depends to a certain extent. Routine forwards, and sometimes it depends on relevance. If I really think this is out of the radar of the community, so I sometimes put it into the to the files, but in most cases I simply forward it.
Can I And so that's just in response to Heidi's question. Tijani?
It's the same in APRA law. We do the forward when we feel it is necessary. But I do think that there is a better manner to do that, more systematic. There is a list which includes all the ALSs. Why don't send the announcement that you feel that it is necessary to be forwarded to the ALSs on this very huge list, very large list?
Heidi?
Tijani, are you talking about at-large worldwide list, or are you talking about the list that your ALSs would get?
At-large.
Okay, so at-large worldwide.
Actually, I do have a question to staff. All of the new... all of the new requests are usually sent out to the at-large distribution, a public comment request. Okay, well, that actually brings me to the next point. Let's just go first through the queue and then I'll make a suggestion. Sergio.
Thank you, Chair. I will be speaking in Spanish. This is Sergio Salinas Porto for the record. I think that Holly hit the right key or pushed the right button in that she has showed us all the right direction or the right path to follow. My role as an ALAC member is to try to distribute or circulate feedback among my colleagues. Every time something happens in ALAC, every time there is a vote call or a call for participation, I circulate that with my or among my list. I have always done so whenever I have been able to participate. If I have failed to do so, I have simply sent something, sort of a cold-blooded message, and I got nothing in reply. So I think that part of our role as an ALAC member is to circulate something in our list and wait to have enough or sufficient feedback. On a separate note, except for voting procedures that have to do with accepting ALSs, which to my mind are not very useful, all the other material is circulated with or through the list. So this is what I usually do. So my point is, if we do that, then it is likely that somebody will become engaged and will participate regarding things that happen within ALAC. The Secretariat has an issue. The thing is that in our region, we have very few English speakers, so that email is overlooked or bypassed, and it will be read only by those that are proficient in English or whose mother tongue is English. But in the remaining, in the rest of cases, it's not going to be read. It'll be simply overlooked. So the point is, the chairs or secretariats should draft this in plain language that'll be understandable by people that are not fully knowledgeable in technical aspects. Thank you.
Sergio? So actually, in response to Holly's suggestion, I was looking at one of the pages that Matt very kindly puts together when there's a new public comment starting up. And what he does is to do a cut and paste from the public comment request. There are two small parts which might be helpful then when issuing a call for comments within our lists to include in the email that we send out. There is a purpose brief and there is current status. For example, the at-large use of a drawing for prioritizing new GTLD applications workspace purpose brief. An equitable and reliable method is required for prioritizing new GTLD applications to meet root zone scaling requirements and enable timely processing of applications through contract execution and pre-delegation testing. Bang. So maybe including this cut and pasted when we do send the request out would be a thing that's helpful without imposing a huge amount of work on staff or on the chair. Okay, next is Rinalia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Rinalia Abdurrahim for the transcripts. I like Holly's suggestion very much. I think that at the regional level, at least in the AP RALO calls that I have been participating in, there is very little policy discussion. A lot of it is mostly administrative. And whenever we go through the agenda, the policy development that we always revisit in the ALAC meeting, that's sort of like glossed over. And so there is very little value for the community. And if there is a bottom-up proposal in terms of agenda item, that would be great, but I think it needs to be solicited before the call, and participation needs to be mobilized. And I think this is where the secretariat needs to come in. And I'd like to ask Pavan to say a few words in terms of how he has experienced it, and if he has any suggestions. Thank you.
So Pavan Bodrani.
So during the AP RALO calls, as mentioned by Rinalia, we basically, it's a very administrative in process. We would, before the calls, I would suggest maybe 1 or 2 weeks before the AP RALO calls, we would reach out and try to get staff involved to see what the policy issues are at ALAC level, what information would be needed by AP RALO, and that would probably make the calls more instructive in that way. So maybe setting the agenda before, maybe 2 weeks before the AP RALO call would be a good idea for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Pavan. Holly?
I think I'd add to that, not just ask the staff what interests them, I think I'd ask our members what interests them as well.
Heidi, and then Fatimata.
Thank you. This is Heidi for the record. Two things. I think 2 weeks might be a little bit too far in advance because things are changing a lot, particularly for the AP RALO, which is basically 12 hours prior to the ALAC meeting, so that you might want to do that a little bit closer when the ALAC agenda is developed. But very much so, at-large staff will work with Pavan and the leadership to develop the agendas. We might draft a proposed agenda, but then it's always obviously up to you what you would like on your agendas. I mean, we would like to stress that if we could have the agendas at least 3 or 4 days prior to the meeting. I mean, in the past, we have followed up with the RALO leaders, and sometimes we get them the day of the meeting. Okay, and so you, I mean, it's stressful for us, but it's also you're doing an injustice to your ALSs because there's no way that they can see the agenda and understand the issues if they only have a moment's notice on the agenda. The second point is if you look into your AC chat, at least for the AP RALO region, is approximately 2 years ago, upon the request of AP RALO, we created an AP RALO policy development page. But if you click on that, you'll see that not much activity has taken place. And I think, Wolf, I think your RALO has a similar page that was created a couple of years ago. There was activity for a while, but I think that sort of has been in disuse as well. So again, perhaps if you, the RALOs, would like to see such pages, we can easily develop them, but also then please use them.
Thank you, Heidi. Oh, there's a queue building up again. And Wolf, I know you've put your hand up. You've spoken less than Holly, so let's do Wolf.
Okay, it's Wolf Ludwig speaking. I'll try to catch a little bit up now. From the lessons learned, let's put it that way, I became rather hesitant over the years to offer tools or anything technical what might be meant in the best way, but where I'm not sure whether there will be a demand. And my experience simply was we tried out many fancy things over the last years, how to encourage them, how to motivate them, blah, 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 blah. And sometimes there were some response the next 3 weeks saying, oh, great. 4 months later, nobody cared about. And therefore, I became very reluctant, hesitant, and I say, if somebody stands up telling me we need, then I say, okay, let's start a discussion how it can be designed, how it can be promoted, blah, 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 and let's do it then. But I think it doesn't make a lot of sense to play kindergarten and to offer a new fancy tool to the community, what may be commanded, well, nice to have it, but it finally it doesn't prove to be very useful. And therefore, let's concentrate on other, other ideas, methods, how we can strengthen the motivation. And I think it's a social, it's a cultural phenomenon, and it's not a technical issue. And therefore, forgive me, I tend to be a little bit cynical. I don't mean it negative, but I think let's ask the right questions, let's come up with appropriate answers, and we will be closer to the realities than just reinventing new circles and having some technical ideas. Thanks.
Thank you, Wolf. Fatimata.
Merci.
Thank you, Olivier. Fatimata speaking. That enables us to wake up a little bit. I'm going to speak French. I think that the question is more complex than that. It goes quite deep. There were several initiatives that were made, that were tried out in our area of the world. And we did include our agenda with some information point. This was capacity building, really. We tried to motivate ALSs much more. And we do, just like Noralo's doing, we do send announcements on the list when it is really important, that we believe it's important and necessary. And I agree with Holly regarding the short messages, the short descriptions. And at our level, at the RALO levels, we have to think at our own level of what we can do more to motivate our people better. It's not easy, just like Wolf said. Sometimes it's a little bit disappointing or discouraging, but we have to do it in our area, locally, and work in agreement with ELAC. In each and every region, we have a representative. We have several representatives at ELAC, and the policies that are being discussed, the issues that are being debated in meetings, monthly meetings, we can have those debates with those members. Renalia said that we discuss policies. I don't think we need to discuss policy in advance. It's going to be quite difficult. That would be ideal, but it's going to be difficult to do that in advance and to wait for the agenda, if I understand correctly, and then wait for the ALAC at-large agenda to discuss it and then to go through the information. This is not an easy task. My recommendation is for us, the RALOs, to take this role of motivation, of a strong motivation of our members. What type of incentives we can give? What can we do about it? Thank you.
Fatimata, I've got Dev in the queue, Oksana, and then Alan, and I think we need to cut the conversation short after that because we have Denise Michel who has made it to explain to us, maybe give us one of the answers of what we've been trying to find. So, Dev.
Thank you, Devan Antilaksing speaking. I guess there's something at the very start of all of this. He said that, you know, the information from the announced list should be pushed to the reloads. I guess I'm a little confused about something because I was under the impression that all the ALSs are subscribed to the ELAC announce list. Isn't that so? And if so, are they notified already?
Thank you, Deb. Who is on the announce list?
Hi, this is Matt Ashtiani. It's the ALAC and the regional leaders.
So Matt, you're telling us that only the ALAC and regional leaders are on the announce list, not everyone.
Yes, everyone would be subscribed to the worldwide list, but the ALAC list is for the ALAC and the regional leaders. The regional leaders are included on that list because it was thought it would help disseminate the information to the RALOs.
So the ALAC announce list is the announce list just for the ALAC and regional leaders to reach the widest membership possible, then it's the at-large list that one would have to use. Is that correct?
So the announce list has essentially the same membership as the ALAC list.
ALAC list.
Or
is
the ALAC internal,
list.
For that matter, which is the ALAC and regional leadership.
Everyone is waving at me. I don't know what's going on. We're going to have to... Let's do an action item. Check what the membership is on each one of these lists because we need to be sure about this. You just did it. So the ALAC announce list has got the same people as the ALAC working list.
For those two, I'll go through and I'll make sure that... I'll get you the list of who's on it and who's not because that'll just be easier.
Okay, thank you. If it's to do with... Tijani.
Yeah. Can the action item be find out what who is subscribed on each mailing list of the at large? Beginning from to know we need to know because when I send a message on a list, I need to know who is on.
Yes, thank you, Tijani. If you go at the bottom of the message, it has a link to the dashboard of that list. You click on there, and it will show you. There is one place which says find out the members of this list is available only to the people who have who are members and who have a password of this list. You click on this, you type in the details, you can find the membership of that list yourself. A seldom known feature. We're going to have to close this very soon. Just Yaovi and then one last question that I will ask. And Oksana as well, sorry. And Alan.
Yaovi speaking. There is the beginner's guide for ELAC. I think there is a page where you have the information about all the lists. So maybe what is important to see if it is updated. But I know that we have explanation on about the various lists that we are using on that page. So what is needed to do is to update that page. There's something new. So if everybody goes there, we should see who should be on which list.
Thank you. Oksana?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Oksana Prikhodko for the record. I just would like to support Wolf, and I'm sure that everybody who is really interested in translation can find the technical solution for such translation. Our task is really motivate them how we can do it. For example, I am absolutely sure that Russian-speaking community is interested in Patrick Fellstrom reports, but I can't resend to Russian-speaking community this message, if I will have one, three sentences explanation for his ideas in absolutely simple English language, I can translate it into Russian. And then everybody can, interested can translate it into Russian for himself. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Oksana. And that's what the purpose thing is on the page. I see Sebastian as well, but first Alan, because he's been waiting for a while.
Two quick ones. First, a reminder. Remember how difficult it is to get ALAC members and the regional leaders, the people who come to every ICANN meeting, to get involved in working groups. We have very, very little participation. It's always going to be harder to get the people who haven't even seen an ICANN to get involved in these obscure topics. So let's focus on reality and not be too unrealistic. You know, if anyone watched me, I used to send messages to the ALAC list and to the worldwide at-large list. I don't do the latter anymore because I would pretty much only get the usual suspects coming out, and it would just annoy people more than anything else. So let's try to be realistic about what our targets are in these cases.
Thank you, Alan. Next is Sebastian Bachelet.
Thank you. Just in French.
I'm going to speak in French. To answer or add new elements to what was asked by Oksana, there is a document that was commented upon and which is going to be approved by the board, I hope, on Thursday afternoon, regarding services, language services, regarding translation, interpretation, and so on and so forth. One point of this document is how to write the first document in English, in an English that is understandable by many people, with a summary at the beginning, and I hope that this document is going to help out with translation issues and language issues. And the second point, you're going to see it with Denise in a few minutes, myican.org is a beta version, and you can access per language all the documents being published in a specific language, and I think it's going to help out quite a lot. When everything will be implemented, if we have to change a few elements, please let us know. And this is through the Public Participation Committee to do this work. Thank you very much.
Before closing off, I have one last question, which is going to be a yes or a no answer. If you go to www.icann.org, you will find on the bottom left-hand side a Stay Connected box. And the Stay Connected box has got the ability to subscribe yourself to news alerts, newsletter, compliance newsletter, and policy update. These are particularly important lists because they actually allow for people to be able to be connected. I have heard some suggestions that the ALAC list should be subscribed to these as standard. In other words, that the newsletter, the news alerts, and the news alerts, by the way, is whenever there's new public comment coming out, it gets sent to this. You receive a notification of it. Should the ALAC list be subscribed to this? Evan?
Hi, Olivier. It's Evan. I think I made one of the original ideas to try and subscribe us to a group, which would save every individual from needing to subscribe individually. My suggestion would be, if possible, to have this subscribed to the announce list, because these notices, is by and large, are not meant to be replied to. These particular kinds of notices are one way and would be suitable for an announce list, but not for an interactive one. And if somebody's trying to keep up on what's going on, this would seem to be a reasonable place for it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Evan. And since we've run out of time, any other answers will be provided by email, please, to staff or to myself. We now have Denise Michel, and sorry about the short delay, but I understand you might actually have the answers to all the questions we've been asking for the past hour and a half, which in a way is a shame because we could have had a coffee in the meantime without talking about these things. But then again, if you have a solution, it's always welcome. So welcome, and
thank you.
Please take us through the My ICANN website.
I'd be happy to. I haven't been here to hear all of your questions, but I'll give you a quick run-through of my ICANN, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. So, as Fadi indicated, it was yesterday. It seems like so long ago. Monday morning, when he unveiled this, the myICANN.org is a new web-based portal. It's intended to be a sort of a multi-stakeholder information-sharing platform in its first phase to provide you the information from across the thousands of web pages that comprise ICANN, including over 15 different entities that have microsites or websites within the ICANN community. It pulls information from all of those areas and organizes them into topic streams and group streams so you have the ability. I'm sorry? So you have the ability to more easily keep up to date on the most recent information that's being posted on the public web pages of ICANN. MyICANN.org does not replace ICANN.org. The primary ICANN.org remains the primary website for ICANN, the archive, the place where newcomers go, the place where you conduct research. Information in MyICANN.org actually will only be there for about 90 days. The intention here is to catch the latest information in the various streams. So if, especially for those remote, but I invite people in the room as well, if you have your laptop or iPhone or iPad or Nexus or Android, to hop on www.myicann.org and follow along. MyICANN.org is designed for use in all mobile devices. It's also a low bandwidth application to ensure use in developing countries. And let me help take it through a test drive so you can get a sense for those of you who have not yet signed up. And by the way, since we launched it yesterday morning, we have now 500 user accounts on ICANN.org and about 7,000 page hits a minute. Yeah. So this is the homepage you'll see when you sign in if you don't have an account. You don't have to have a user account with myICANN.org. You can simply use it as a portal and browse topics and groups of interest and look at the calendar entries. But if you click on the Create an Account and simply enter your name, time zone, an email address, and click this, you'll get an email that then asks for for you to create a simple password and then gives you a menu of choices. You can select your time zone. You can check all the different topics and groups that you want to be kept apprised of and receive emails about. So you have two ways of getting information from MyICANN. You can go to the portal here, or you can sign up for emails on just the topics that you want to be kept apprised of. And you can get these emails daily or once a week. You have a whole variety of options. Also, after you create an account, you have access to additional features. For example, it allows you, when you're looking at an article or a posting of interest, you can save it, and it creates a My Saved Articles space on myicann.org. And you'll see it right there next to groups. It'll say My Saved Articles. You can start saving things here for reading or referring to later. It also allows you to forward information or articles to other people via email, allows you to print, things like that. So very simple to create an account. Let's go to all topics now. We've seeded my ICANN with, of course, the streams for each group within ICANN, including, of course, the At-Large Advisory Committee, the At-Large Community, and GNSO, all the SOs, advisory committees, and the board. And then we've seeded them with some initial topics. Streams that we thought would be of particular interest to the ICANN community in Toronto. We're very eager to get your feedback and input on what additional topics you'd be interested in seeing on my ICANN. We've purposely released this as a beta to get the community's input and advice on how to build out additional features and which additional topics to add. So let's click on one of these items. Who is? Sorry, I already clicked on IDNs. But you can go to my ICANN yourself and check out who is. So, internationalized domain names. So you click on IDNs, and you'll see some of the latest postings on ICANN's website on this topic. It includes meetings related to IDNs that are happening here in Toronto. A lot of meetings that are happening here in Toronto. Here's a NARALO event on related to IDNs. Some additional at-large activities that are occurring here. Quite a bit of at-large activities. So it looks like I clicked on a topic that's of particular interest to you.
No, Denise, it's Olivia here. That's the subject we treat the least, actually. So you can imagine how much more work we do on other things.
So an ironic aside, so when we first started activating feeds, pulling things from very select pages on the ICANN website, we activated a number of at-large pages and wiki pages, and then we carefully deselected a lot of how there was so much information, so much, so many postings, too much. So we took a number off, and then we're very carefully putting select parts of wiki pages on. The intention here is to capture really the most relevant and important information for each group and each topic stream. We don't want to know every time someone adds a yes plus one to a wiki page or tells us that a meeting is starting half an hour later. So you can imagine the challenge in refining our feeds to get really useful and timely information. So you click on IDNs. Click on a topic. Here I clicked on Phase 3 IDN Variant TLD Program. There's been a recent post on this program. It'll give you a blurb about what this posting is about, and it will always give you a link back to the original source. So it'll always take you back to the appropriate place on ICANN.org for additional information. And then gives you a little bit more about what this topic is about. And then the page will always contain a little gray box that says more like this. And it has a powerful back-end server called the Atenza Stream Server that will do keyword searches and put together additional postings within my ICANN that may be of interest based on what you clicked on. Okay. So, and as I mentioned, once you sign up for an account, you have the option of saving a particular article you're on, emailing it, printing it, and getting a link. Going over to the calendar on my ICANN. The calendar. Is your Wi-Fi a little slow here? Sorry. Okay. Sorry about that. So as you can see, under calendars, we've included in the my ICANN master calendar the calendar events for all the major SOs and ACs, as well as for the board. All the ICANN Toronto activities are here. The start and end dates of the public comment periods are here. And then we also seeded, one topic calendar to give you a sense of the possibilities here. And we'd like to hear more from you about what additional calendars you might like to see. So a calendar event is on this calendar, color-coded. If you click on an event, the box will open, giving you just the basic information about the event, title, date, where, calendar source, the URL. Again, it takes you back to ICANN.org and the page for this event. Tells you a little bit about it. And that's the case for every event we have on the master calendar. So it's nice that and you can see what's happening in Toronto as well. You can click on different different calendars to see only those calendars. Let's pick another one. Here, this gives you the GNSO events calendar. And then at the bottom of every calendar, you'll see the iCal tag. You can click on that and then automatically download a particular calendar stream to your own laptop calendar. And once you do that, then it automatically syncs those calendars. So if there are any changes that are made, let's say you sync the ALAC calendar or the GNSO calendar to your laptop calendar, if any changes are made in those events, the change will automatically be made on your laptop calendar as well. We don't yet have the ability for you to sync a particular event, but right now you can sync calendar streams. And then a couple other things I want to point out before I take questions. On the homepage, we just have a rolling list of the most recent all topics that are posted through MyICANN. We feature a key opportunity for feedback right here, which is a link to the Internet Governance and ICANN Ecosystem Maps that Fadi has asked for the community to provide feedback on. You can click there and provide input. We also have feature key events and items that are coming up on the calendar as well. And then this, as rich as this is only phase one for the MyICANN project. Fadi's vision here is to make it immediately useful for the community to get information and stay on top of ICANN activities across the broad community. His vision for phase two and phase three is to go from an information portal to a collaboration portal as well, and then phase three would be incorporating operational and administrative services in the portal as well. Sort of a one-stop shop, if you will, for your interaction with ICANN. So phase two will include a new method of collaborating through conference calls and web-based collaborative systems. And phase three involves some of the operational services that ICANN provides to members of the community. And you'll hear more about that as we continue. And we'll be seeking, obviously, at-large's input as well as other community members as we roll out our collaborative tools in the future. Newsletters, it seems like an obvious direction to go in the future is to, right now all the newsletters that we're putting out are parsed and the subjects are parsed and put into the appropriate stream. So the compliance newsletter comes through on the GNSO and GTLD stream. It also comes through on the registrar and registry streams, those articles in there. The policy newsletter is parsed by supporting organization, advisory committee group, as well as topic group, and you'll see those articles in the streams. Kind of, it will likely raise the question in the future whether, depending on the adoption of MyICANN, whether you need separate newsletters if you're constantly giving people immediate information about the latest activities. So that's something we'll be exploring in the future. Other issues that you talked about before I got here that you'd like me to address in the context of MyICANN?
Thank you, Denise. I see Eduardo waving his hand, so I gather, yes, there are. Eduardo Diaz.
Thank you, Chair. This is Eduardo Diaz. Maybe I missed it, but I didn't see a search box somewhere.
Yeah, there is a search box. And you know what else I forgot to show you? That's very important, especially for at-large. News in your language. We also stream all the documents and postings that occur in the five additional UN languages besides English. They're right here, and you can also sign up for those to be delivered in your email address. No, just by language, the five UN languages, which is the methodology we use on the ICANN.org site. So once you, I'm looking at the search tool, which we have, and I think it's activated by signing in. You also then get a search bar when you pick when you click on a topic, and you can do your general keyword searches. I think I also forgot to mention that at the bottom of every single screen, every single page in my ICANN is the Contact Us. And that's the button we're asking people to use to give us feedback if they run across any bugs. But equally important, if they have suggestions of additional features you'd like to see here and topics you'd like us to incorporate in the future. We're considering all those comments and really encourage you to provide that. So create an account and let me know how that search feature works for you. Other questions?
Evan?
Hi, this is Evan. I have a quick question about the calendar function. I've been relying for an awfully long time on the calendar stuff that ICANN has been doing. Is this a replacement, a supplement for what already exists, bringing it together, or because I've been relying on what I've had there. So is that going away in favor of this, or is it a supplement?
Yeah, like ICANN.org, as with that, it's a supplement to the existing. So the intention here is simply to pull all of the calendars together into one place from all the different sources. And the sources aren't going away. The GNSO will still maintain a GNSO calendar. At Large will still have its calendar. And actually, At Large is the only community that that has, I think, a Google-based calendar that allows you through Google to download the calendar events. And no other supporting organization or advisory committee has that option. Yeah.
And how lucky they are, because ever since I've been on that, I've received hundreds and hundreds of messages all the time. But then again, it is helpful. So thank you, Gisela, for filling up my calendar. Sentra Suknanan.
Hi, thank you. My question is similar to Evan's, in that how does this relate to the wiki?
I'm sorry, did you say how it's related to the wiki?
Yeah. Is it just to be used in accordance, in parallel with ICANN Wiki, or do you actually have wiki tools in?
Yeah, it's intended to be to be used in conjunction with ICANN.org and the wikis that are associated with that. It's not replacing, at this point, it's not replacing those at all. Rather, it's pulling selected information from your wiki. I think, in particular, the page that we myICANN.org pulls from, in particular in the at-large wiki space, is the wiki page where you post your sort of final decisions and position statements and things like that.
Okay, and last question from Oksana Prikhodko.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Oksana Prikhodko. I have no question, but I have a very short comment. I did subscribe to this email, but the first one I will receive only on Saturday. But today I received ICANN policy review in Russian. And for the first time, it was really useful because all abbreviations were not translated. And it's very important to understand what is going on. But the bad news, there was no ALAC news in it.
Thank you very much, Oksana. Just for the record, what does how do you translate international cooperation for addresses, names, and numbers in Russian?
Actually, a lot of Russian-speaking tech service says ICANN. it's very rude translation, but they say so.
Very rude, oh dear. Okay, well, they interesting. Well, I think we've run out of time for this session, but I thank you very much, Denise, for passing by to show us this. It's been very helpful, and I think that this community is going to welcome this new tool very much, since we're all about communication and all about collaboration. Thank you.
Okay, happy to do it.
And with this long, long session, we're going to close the current meeting and to start the Registrant Rights and Responsibilities Working Group in a moment. Alan, you wanted to touch on something before we close.
I just wanted to ask, are you pushing the comment period, comment statement on how to comment to the board to Friday at this point now? To the email, canceling, just tell me and I'll follow your lead.
Yes, the issue of how to comment, the commenting period on how to comment asked, and we are asked to comment on how to comment. So
I can send a URL
on
the mailing list.
Alan has prepared a text. There has been some feedback. Some people have said it's worthless commenting on how to comment. Some have said it's useful to comment on how to comment. I think that in the absence of anyone objecting and therefore not commenting on how to comment, then you could comment. And the comment that you've made is the right comment to put to the comment period.
Okay. Olivier.